Blog Talk Radio.
It's time to start.
All right, boys and girls, welcome to the Balance/Gary Snyder Show. My name is Tom Marquis, El Presidente. Hey, so glad that you could join us on this day after Election Day across the United States. How did you vote? We'd want to know. We want to talk about how you voted. What are your thoughts? Obviously, myself and Gary Snyder are right now, we've been breaking down on 1400 WBAT yesterday's election here in Indianapolis. Obviously, Greg Ballard came away from as a winner against Melinda Kennedy, who just really beat him up in negative advertising for over a year and just really spent a lot of money doing it. I think ultimately that was to her demise that happened. So, you know, we'll certainly dive into that and get more into that when we rejoin the Gary Snyder Show. My name's Tom Marquis. Go away, guys, because we got a good show ahead of you today. We're going to talk with the Evansville Courier Press. We're going to talk with them a little bit about the voting centers that they've got going on down there. And also, the youngest mayor, believe this, guys, 23 years old, Frankfort, Indiana. Wow. We'll be right back right here on the Balance Radio Network.
Today's consumer spends 1.4 times as many hours using social networking sites than reading and responding to email. Marquis Solutions works with your company to build a solid social strategy. They are with you from start to finish, always there to help you navigate through the complexities of social media. Call Marquis Solutions today, 317-903-8063. That's 317-903-8063. Marquis Solutions. Work with them today.
Fast Lane Cycles Incorporated, located at 100 Gasoline Alley, Suite D in Indianapolis, specializes in quality performance for your bike. A distributor for all major suppliers, we can do everything from service and motor work to customizations and insurance estimates. Give us a call at 317-247-8088. Fast Lane Cycles Incorporated at 317-247-8088.
All right, and welcome back to the Balance Radio Network. My name is Tom Marquis, El Presidente. Just talking a little bit about the election wrap-up that yesterday with the here in Indianapolis and, of course, obviously across the state. One of the big races here in Indianapolis was Mayor Greg Ballard continuing to keep his job for another 4 years, along with Melinda Kennedy. Was defeated. I'm sorry, not along with, obviously. She was defeated. And the thing that was interesting that happened here, and Gary and I were just talking about this a little bit, is now we have a split county or a split city. And I think a lot of that of what we saw is we saw a trend that's happening across the United States where basically Republicans aren't necessarily voting that straight ticket anymore. Democrats, for that matter, they're starting to send a message that they are just completely 100% fed up with the way that government's hosting them now. And right now, a voice from the past is just calling in just to give us a little bit of a talk of maybe about the elections or whatever. Mr. $2 Bill Josh. Josh Elmore, how you doing, sir?
I'm doing well. It's an honor to be back on the Balance with you today, Tom.
Good to have you. So, what'd you think about the campaign there, the Greg Ballard, Melinda Kennedy? What'd you think about it?
I thought it was a very hard fought, very dirty at times campaign. I think at the end of the day, Indianapolis made the right choice. That being said, you pointed this out last night at the Republican Party. I am a precinct committeeman. But I did back Melinda Kennedy just based on the recommendation of the Fraternal Order of Police. But I had a chance, I don't know if you got a chance to last night, Tom, I had a chance to talk to Mayor Ballard for 2, 3, 4 minutes. He's a great guy, and I'm looking forward to seeing what he does in the next 4 years.
Yeah, obviously, I had a really good conversation, a one-on-one interview, which obviously we're gonna play, if not today, tomorrow, with Greg Ballard, and had a great conversation with him. Obviously, he wants to move forward, and he wants to work with the City County Council here in Indianapolis to make that happen. So, you know, we'll certainly get into that, and we'll see what goes on. We're going to be joining the Gary Snyder Show here in just a few minutes here, and obviously coming up here at 5:07, we're going to have the Evansville Courier and Press going to talk to us about their voting centers. So we'll be right back right here on the Balance Radio Network. My name's Tom Marquis. So glad that you could join us on a Monday, day after election. Today's consumer spends 1.4 times as many hours using social networking sites than reading and responding to email. Marquis Solutions works with your company to build a solid social strategy. They are with you from start to finish, always there to help you navigate through the complexities of social media. Call Marquis Solutions today, 317-903-8063. That's 317-903-8063. Marquis Solutions. Work with them today.
Fast Lane Cycles Incorporated, located at 100 Gasoline Alley Suite D in Indianapolis, specializes in quality performance for your bike. A distributor for all major suppliers, we can do everything from service and motor work to customizations and insurance estimates. Give us a call at 317-247-8088. Fast Lane Cycles Incorporated at 317-247-8088.
All right, welcome back to the Balance Radio Network. My name's Tom Marquis, El Presidente. It is Hump Day across America. So glad that you could join us for our live national broadcast from coast to coast. And we are talking elections and how it happened in your neighborhood. Write down these digits, 917-889-8516. On the line with me now is Mr. $2 Bill Josh. And we're also going to be joining we got a great guest from the Evansville Courier and Press who's on standby, and we're going to have him on here in just a minute as soon as we join the Gary Snyder Show on 1400 WBAT to talk about the voting centers that are going on down there in Vandenberg County in Indiana, southern Indiana. Okay, Josh, overall, obviously we talked a little bit about the race here in Indianapolis. Mayor Greg Ballard, obviously keeping his job for another 4 years, the voters spoke out against the fact that Melinda Kennedy spent millions of dollars on negative advertising and attacked him for over a year in various aspects of his administration, and basically tried to paint the picture that Greg Ballard was not doing a good enough job. And obviously we saw, on the other hand, though, we saw the City County Council get totally overturned here in Indianapolis, and we saw that trend start to happen throughout the state of Indiana. We saw a lot of the mayoral races here in Indiana, a lot closer than what probably the incumbents either wanted or expected. So we're going to get right into that here in just a moment. But when we get back, we're going to be joining the Gary Snyder Show live, 1400 WBAT up there in Marion, Indiana. We are live coast to coast on the Balance Radio Network. My name's Tom Marquis. We'll be right back.
Service. You know what I'm talking about. Then a friend recommended Lehman Floor Covering in Huntington. Not only did Lehman Floor Covering have all the top brands of carpeting, Mohawk, Stainmaster, Bailo, Shaw, and the list goes on and on, they also had that intangible that was missing from all of those big box stores. Great customer service, attention to detail, and that personal touch. So if you're looking for new carpet, hardwood floors, tile, laminate, vinyl. Heck, they even specialize in new baths and kitchens and carry H&K countertops made right here in Marion. What you need, when you need it, with the customer service you deserve. Lehman Floor Covering is your one-stop shop from ceiling to floor. And you know what? They would not have been in business for over 50 years if they weren't doing it exactly right. Call Todd, 260-356-7226. Again, 260-356-7226 for a free estimate. You can visit them on the web at laymanfloorcovering.com or just come on into their newly expanded store at 1940 Aetna Avenue, just up the road in Huntington. All right. We are joined now by Tom Marquis. Tom, say hi.
Greetings and salutations from the Balance Radio Network.
All right, Tom, we have a guest. Why don't you go ahead and introduce him to us?
Well, we're pleased to have Richard Gucci. If I butcher your name, Richard, I apologize. He's a reporter for the Evansville Courier-Press down in southern Indiana. He wrote an article, a pretty good article, about the voting centers that are, and I know they're in Marion, that they voted against it, and here in Indianapolis, it's something that's certainly they're testing out and trying to see if it works, and it's been successful in other states. So, Richard, so glad that you could join us here on the Balance Radio Network.
Well, thanks for having me.
So tell us a little bit about, first of all, what is a voting center for those of our listeners across the United States that may not know, and what is its function?
Well, a voting center is basically it's just almost like a super location that replaces the traditional precinct voting locations. It's a lot like the early satellite voting that a lot of the counties in Indiana implemented, especially during the 2008 presidential election, where a voter, regardless of residence, can go to any of the locations and cast their vote. The argument for it is that it just makes voting a lot more convenient. You don't have to do it before work. If you don't have time, you can go on your lunch hour, even if you work on the other side of town. And it's just something that they had a 3-year program or a pilot program in three Indiana counties, including Tippecanoe, which is the one that I used a lot to reference how the program would be successful here. And I spent a lot of time talking to the Tippecanoe County Clerk, and she had said basically if they were forced to go back to the regular polling precincts, she felt like every segment of the population would probably be against it, and that's what our county clerk says about our early voting program. I believe in Indianapolis, they're having a lot of debate about the early voting system. Correct.
We are, and obviously that's a system that if Republicans had their way, it would totally go away.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, you're absolutely right about that.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
No, I didn't know you. Go ahead. Absolutely.
I was going to say, and that was one of the basis for the Vandenberg County Clerk making the change mid-election. The law that enabled counties to make the switch actually went into effect most every state law here in Indiana on July 1st. So it was actually in the middle of a primary and a general election. But she looked at the early voting program as such a success that she felt, in her opinion, that there would be a lot of support for it and there would be little problems.
Hey, Richard,
Gary?
This is Gary Snyder. My question, we at least looked at it up in Huntington County, and it was actually voted down 2-1 because I guess they needed a unanimous vote from the election board to get these approved. And the Democrats were the ones that did not approve it or had the no vote up in Huntington County. So we did not have the voting centers. Is that typical? Democrats usually, I guess, are against these voting centers, or is this maybe just an isolated case?
Well, it was – it was in the Indiana House. I mean, it wasn't a perfect party split, but I know one of the Democrats in our coverage area, Gail Reakin, voted against it. And it's mostly, I mean, it's mostly just an accessibility question. Basically, it's just one of those things where any measure that looks like it's going or that may impact voter turnout, especially in the poorer or older population, is generally looked at as kind of a bad idea, especially among Democrats. I did talk to a couple of Democrats here though locally that felt like we were prepared for the voting centers.
Now we're joined by Richard Gucci of the Evansville Courier and Press. Did I say your last name right, Richard?
Yeah.
Okay, great. You know, and Evansville is my hometown. My family still lives down there. I went to Castle High School, so it's always good to talk to people from the southern Indiana part of the state. I tell people I'm from Evansville area, and they tell me, well, you can't get there from here. So maybe that's a good
thing. Are they even still classified as Hoosiers down there?
Yep. But actually, I was up in Indianapolis this weekend. Took 41 to 70 and all that mess. So it's a good time.
Yeah, it's a challenge to get down there. But I tell you what, I always like to refer to Evansville as God Country. Now, joining us also, and obviously he's no stranger to the Balance Radio Network and co-host of the Balance Gridiron on Saturday for a long time. And I know you're a new dad, Josh, and everything, so you've kind of slacked back on things. But he's joining us today. Now, Josh is also a precinct committeeman here in Marion County. Josh, what are your thoughts about the voting centers, and do you have any questions for Richard?
I'm actually not a big fan of the vote centers. I prefer to keep it done in the precinct just that way. It's a little bit easier, I believe, to make sure no voter vote tampering, anything like that happens. But as with all things, I believe it's a way for the future as things do change in Indiana. And if I had a question, is it something that's going to be implemented statewide immediately, or is it going to be left county to county?
Well, currently it's left county to county. So, I mean, it's just one of those things that a lot of that was left up to the counties. Talking to the Secretary of State's office, they really didn't know about a month ago how many people were trying to make the change mid-election. But the spokesperson did tell me that he believed that there would be a lot of counties that looked at it again in 2012, and that's what most of the opponents down here were saying about it, was why don't we wait until 2012? But the clerk here said it would be she felt like it'd be more difficult to implement it during a presidential election, even if it was at the beginning. So
now,
it was kind of a pick your poison if you really wanted the vote centers to be immediate.
No, Richard, I guess, and I think we may have to go ahead and go to a break. Can you hang on with us for a break?
Yeah.
All right. We're going to take a break, and I know, Gary, you've got to jump to a break as
well.
Yeah,
we'll take a break right here, and we'll be back with Richard Gucci from the Evansville Courier down in Evansville. You're listening to the Gary Snyder Show on 1400 WBAT.
Bring in your...
All right, Gary Snyder Show down up there, 1400 WBAT in Marion. It's always fun to put a radio show together when you're in two separate locations, and we try to sync our clocks to be exact, but it's not always exactly the way that it happens. But hey, we're a work in progress, and you know what? One of the great things about the Balance Radio Network listeners, they're just really cool people. I'm just going to tell you that. I'll be the first one to step up and say that. Well, guys, remember also check us out online, www.thebalanceonline.com. We'll be right back. We're going to be talking more to Richard Gucci about these voting centers. We've got a couple more questions for him. And coming up here at the bottom of the hour, guys, 23-year-old new mayor, Frankfort, Indiana, Butler College student, 23 years old, got to be one of the youngest mayors in the country. And he's going to be right here on the Balance Radio Network, the new mayor of Frankfort, 23 years old. Interesting.
Fast Lane Cycles Incorporated, located at 100 Gasoline Alley, Suite D in Indianapolis, specializes in quality performance for your bike. A distributor for all major suppliers, we can do everything from service and motor work to customizations and insurance estimates. Give us a call at 317-247-8088. Fastlane Cycles Incorporated at 317-247-8088.
Do you like what you hear on the Balance and Fantasy Football Huddle? Then check us out on the World Wide Web. Facebook, search The Balance. Twitter, T-Balance. You can also send us an email at tbalance@ymail.com. And at any time, check us out on www.thebalanceonline.com.
Today's consumer spends 1.4 times as many hours using social networking sites than reading and responding to email. Marquee Solutions works with your company to build a solid social strategy. They are with you from start to finish, always there to help you navigate through the complexities of social media. Call Marquee Solutions today, 317-903-8063. That's 317-903-8063. Marquee Solutions. Work with them today.
All right, welcome back to the Balance Radio Network. My name is Sal Marquez, El Presidente. So glad that you could join us on a hump day right here atop of the Plush Balance Studios, located in the heartland of America, Indianapolis, Indiana. That's right. We may not be able to win a football game, but we can win here on the Balance Radio Network. And Gary Snyder of the Gary Snyder Show is going to join back up with us here in just a minute. As soon as he drops out of his break on 1400 WVAT up there, we're also joined with us Richard Gucci of the Evansville Courier and Press, talking about the voting centers down there in Evansville and how that's come into place. And Josh, one of the things that obviously we want to get into a conversation about with those voting centers is how much control does that take off of the actual precinct and precinct committeemen. I know you're a precinct committeeman, and you mentioned that would be one concern. So we'll certainly address that with Richard when we get back with him. But we are going to jump into 1400 WVAT with our simulcast with them on the Gary Snyder Show.
Welcome back to the Gary Snyder Show. Welcome. Welcome. There we go. Welcome back to the Gary Snyder Show. Before we get back to Tom Marquis, we need to let you know again about Schaefer's Indiana Turf. They're up in Fort Wayne, and they are the place to go for all of your mowing needs this fall, which may be no more times, and all of your snow removal needs this winter, including the new Ariens Snow Throw snow blowers. Of course, they have the Gravely Hustler and Dixie Chopper mowers in stock. You can even put a snow plow on those Dixie Choppers. Schaefer's Indiana Turf has been in business since 1929, and if you're doing the math, that's a really long time. Or if you're actually doing the math, that's over 82 years of serving Fort Wayne, Marion, Huntington, and the surrounding area. They still carry all the top brands, Ariens, Snow Throw Snow Blowers, Gravely Hustler, and Dixie Chopper. They even have the Echo Chainsaws and Leaf Blowers. Keep in mind, it doesn't matter where you bought it or what brand it is, Schaefer's Indiana Turf can and will fix it in their state-of-the-art service center. Call them, 260-489-3391, or you can visit them at their store at 5202 West Washington Center Road in Fort Wayne, or just go to indianaturf.com. And remember, if you grow it, mow it, or blow it, Schaefer's can help. And if you can't remember all that, that's a lot to remember. All you really need to remember is GaryLSnyder.com, the center of the political and sports universe on the web, where all of our sponsors are just a click away. All right, Tom, back to you, buddy.
Well, welcome back to the Balance Radio Network. We obviously are simulcasting with Gary Snyder and the Gary Snyder Show on 1400 WBAT in Marion. We're talking to Richard Gucci of the Evansville Courier and Press, and we're coast to coast, but we are actually being covered in three of the largest cities in Indiana. And obviously these voting centers are something that a lot of our listeners are filled with an interest to. And Richard, one of my final questions to you would be about this is, I worked my way up through the political chain and started as a precinct committeeman. And one of the things that we always liked doing and enjoyed doing and part of our job as a precinct committeeman was being able to get out there for the candidates and knock doors and do phone banks and that sort of stuff that, you know, as a precinct committeeman, a lot of people knew exactly who I was. People always wanted – will the voting centers, I guess what I'm trying to ask you, take away from that human element of voting?
It may or may not. I mean, there were still plenty of volunteers at each of the voting centers that I visited yesterday, and each of the ones that our other reporters visited as well. And you still vote in your ward and precinct. You still get a ballot from your ward and precinct. So the campaigning before the election, I don't really see changing that much. And I also know that one of the reasons cited by our county clerk was because trying to get people to actually work the polls, that pool of people seemed to be dwindling from both parties' point of view. I'm not sure if that.
Well, we look at the voting centers, and it's left to a county by county mandate, and obviously decided by the election board, I assume.
We also had to go through the county.
The kibosh was put on it by the Huntington County Election Board up in Huntington County. Do you see this catching on, or are more counties are just going to say, you know, I kind of like things the way they are?
I'm not sure. It's hard to tell. When it came out that we were considering this, I talked to Posey County, Gibson County, and Warrick County. Posey and Gibson are both pretty rural counties. Warrick County is pretty much our suburban county. And I know in Warrick County they've had a hard time getting people to embrace the early voting program, kind of like in Indianapolis. So the clerk wasn't comfortable with or didn't foresee the voting centers coming to that county anytime soon. And I can't remember if it was Gibson or Posey County, but one of the clerks said she didn't feel like her county was big enough to warrant such a drastic change, at least not at this time. So I think it's just going to be kind of that whatever the prevailing thought is toward the early voting satellite centers. I mean, if that's worked, then this is pretty much the next progression. If that hasn't worked in that county, then it's kind of a night and day thing.
All right, Richard, we want to thank you for joining us today here on the Gary Snyder Show. Real quick, where can people find your work if they want to read more about this?
Just courierpress.com. It's the name of our newspaper, minus the and sign, of course. And I will be looking at this in a couple more times just to see how it's – just to see what kind of impact it could have.
Thanks a lot, Richard.
All right, thank you. Have a nice day.
Thanks, Richard, and welcome back to the Balance Radio Network. Richard, we do appreciate you joining us today on the Balance Radio Network. You know, a lot of times that we have people on here and we miss questions. Is there anything that you'd like to tell our listeners coast to coast about voting centers or about you or about a way to look at it?
Thank you a lot, or thanks a lot for having me. Unless there's any other questions that you have for me.
No, I'm good, and I appreciate it, and don't be a stranger here on the show.
All right, sounds great. Have a great day.
Thank you. Richard Gucci in Indianapolis, of the Evansville Courier and Press. right here on the Balance Radio Network. My name is Tom Marquis. We'll be right back. All right, and welcome back to the Balance Radio Network. My name's Tom Marquis. Hey, and so glad that you could join us here on Hump Day. Hump Day. That means we're almost to Friday. Everything is downhill here from here. And I guess I didn't turn my mic on. Okay. All right. Well, anyway, hopefully we'll be joined with 23-year-old mayor-elect who has big plans for hometown Indiana. 23 years old, Josh. Butler student Chris McBarnes, elected to the Frankfort mayor. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I think it's an awesome accomplishment that a 23-year-old was elected mayor of a town that I used to live in. In fact, I know Chris McBarnes' older brother. The one thing that I'm a little curious about is, you know, the city county council obviously doesn't have any 20 or 30-year-olds on it. So, Tom, do you really think the city council is going to listen to a 23-year-old mayor, or do you think now that he is the mayor, age is going to become a problem in working with the city council?
I don't think age is going to have anything to do with it. I mean, he obviously went out there and won an election, so you know I think he gets my respect, and I think that should be how the city council looks at it.
I would agree. It's an interesting story. It was a pleasure to join you here on the Bounce today. I got new daddy duties to go take care of, so I will join you guys again another time.
Sounds good, Josh Elmore. $2 bill, Josh. So glad that he could come back on and join us. My name is Tom Marquis, El Presidente. Write down these digits, 917-889-8516. We'd love to chat with you. Coming up here at the top of the hour, we're going to rebroadcast the second hour of the Gary Snyder Show on 1400. That was broadcast on 1400 WBHE. Oh my gosh, you gotta love live radio, huh, guys? So glad that you could join us. My name's Tom Marquis. We're gonna be right back with one of the youngest mayors Indiana's ever seen.
Today's consumer spends 1.4 times as many hours using social networking sites than reading and responding to email. Marquis Solutions works with your company to build a solid social strategy. They are with you from start to finish, always there to help you navigate through the complexities of social media. Call Marquis Solutions today, 317-903-8063. That's 317-903-8063. Marquis Solutions. Work with them today.
Fastlane Cycles Incorporated, located at 100 Gasoline Alley Suite D in Indianapolis, specializes in quality performance for your bike. A distributor for all major suppliers, we can do everything from service and motor work to customizations and insurance estimates. Give us a call at 317-247-8088. Fastlane Cycles Incorporated at 317-247-8088.
Do you like what you hear on the Balance and Fantasy Football Huddle? Then check us out on the World Wide Web. Facebook, search The Balance. Twitter, T-Balance. You can also send us an email at tbalance@ymail.com. And at any time, check us out on www.thebalanceonline.com.
Be my share of smiles. I've caused some great concern and told one too many lies. And now I see the world through these self-dated eyes. Don't want to fight through a crowd.
Wait, seriously, what's better than the Merce? Oh, I think of a few, but not many. The Merce bringing us back here on the Gary Snyder Show before we get to our next guest, which I am very anxious to talk to because, hey, he's a fellow hot dog. Freightco, they are a leading freight company in Northeast Indiana, and they are growing, and they want you. That's right. Freightco is looking for owner-operators who want miles and home time. There's a 92-cent CPM plus. That's an addition to all you St. Louis Cardinal fans out there, a competitive FSC. And, of course, that's on all dispatches. Now, I don't know what a CPM and an FSC are, but my guess is if you're an owner-operator, you do, and they're pretty darn important. Freightco drivers average 2,500-plus miles a week, and they are home on weekends. Freightco offers consistent lanes, with many being drop and hook. So if you are looking for a company that puts customers and employees first, or you just want more information on what Freightco has to offer, give Ray a call. Don't do it tonight. He's probably at home eating dinner. Do it in the morning, 866-397-2581, or you can visit them on the web at Freightco.org. Freightco, they are a freight moving company. If you cannot remember all that, again, the center of the political and sports universe, GaryLSnyder.com. All right, now, besides having Tom Marquis on with us, we are pleased to be joined by the, and I'm saying this in the most affectionate way, the 23-year-old Republican mayor-elect of Frankfort, Chris Barnes. Welcome to the Gary Snyder Show.
Gary, Tom, how are you guys doing this evening? Thanks for having me on.
Fantastic. So good to have you. It's unbelievable, Chris, what you were able to do.
Well, I'll tell you what, sir. I did not do it by myself. We had a fantastic volunteer base. We beat the streets every Saturday. We were at every fish fry. I'm so sick of fish right now, it's not even funny. But we had a lot of fun. We just didn't activate voters. We engaged citizens. And people received our message well, obviously, and we're ready to take that excitement and passion to City Hall January 1st.
Now, I am from Frankfort, graduated from Frankfort. My family still lives there. You know my, my stepfather pretty well.
Absolutely.
What made you decide to run for mayor at such a young age, and how did you overcome the age issue in the election?
You know, Gary, that's a great question. And by the way, I love Ranky. I think he's a great guy. And he won my golf outing. He won the McBarnes for Mayor golf outing. So I don't know if he played a couple foot wedges that day, but he did win. You'll have to give him a hard time about that. But no, I was approached by some leaders in the community my sophomore year at Butler, Gary, and they asked me to prayerfully consider going after this position. I told them they were crazy at first. You know, I've always been involved in my community. I'm the music minister at my church. I've always headed up volunteer initiatives in Frankfort, and I wanted to be an advocate. So I prayerfully considered this, running for this position, went and practiced my due diligence, talked to mayors and leaders across the state, and I thought, you know what, if the time is right for ideological change in Frankfort, Indiana, it's going to be the year 2011. So I knew that the timing was right. Now, the age issue, it was big, and I don't have the typical 23-year-old story. I was diagnosed with a very severe disease at the age of 14, Gary, and you know what, I truly grasped I got it, that, you know, time is precious on this earth. Life is short. There is work to be done. And if you have the leadership capabilities, if you have the knowledge to step up and do something positive in your environment around you, make your environment a product of you and not the other way around, then you know what? You owe it to yourself. You owe it to your community to do that. So I stepped up at the beginning of this campaign, Gary. I surrounded myself with some great leaders, some great public servants in their own rights in Frankfort, Indiana, knocked on doors, like I said, talked to citizens, debated my opponents as hard as I possibly could, put two solid plans down for the city of Frankfort. In the age, I don't believe it's an issue anymore. People are looking at my intellect, my character, and my plans for the city of Frankfort.
Now, Chris, it's an honor to join you, and it's a remarkable feat on what you're able to do, and it sounds like you have a fantastic team behind you. Now, my guess, the question would be, like you said, January 1st, the work begins.
Yes.
Obviously, one of the things that you're going to have to do, I would presume, is, and again, I mean this in the nicest of ways, but you're 23 years old, going into a council, city council or city county council, however you've got it there, and says, okay, let's get to work. What keeps them from, I mean, are they going to take you seriously? I guess that would be the question. Are they going to take you seriously at 23 years old?
Well, you know, the first thing that I would point to, I would ask, why was Ronald Reagan such an effective president? And how did he get along well with his Congress and Senate? And I would say he had the people's support. And those elected officials in the Congress, they knew that. And the vote margins both in the primary and the general election tell my city council members this: I have the support of the people of Frankfort. And you better believe that we're going to be able to work together, because if we don't, the citizens that pay our salaries, that gave us the honor to serve in these positions, are going to hold our noses to the fire. And that's what I'm pushing people to do. That's what my McBarnes 100-day plan is wrapped around. I've notched my plan down enough that it will provide an effective amount of transparency within that mayor's office. And that's the same thing I'm going to bring to the city council hall. But it's a fantastic question. I've been out and I've been proactively building relationships with our city council members. And I'll tell you, gentlemen, tonight, I could not be happier with the city councilmen that were voted in last night. We have an all-star cast, and we are going to be able to work together to make Frankfort a better place. I simply know that.
Now, obviously, I'm from Frankfort, graduated from Frankfort High School. What problems are facing Frankfort right now? And one issue that is known throughout the region is Frankfort has a very large.
Hello.
And how do you implement your plan in a community that is very diverse now, a lot more diverse than it was, say, 20 years ago?
I'm sorry, sir. You cut out for a second. Were you talking about the illegal immigration issue?
Not illegal immigration, but Frankfort does have a large Hispanic population.
Yes.
How were you able to win that segment of the population over in Frankfort? And what problems are facing Frankfort right now?
That's a great question. I'll handle the diversity issue first. Another plan that I put forth along with my McBarnes 100-day plan, this can all be found online at electchrismcbarnes.com. You guys should check it out sometime, and maybe the listeners will too. I've also laid out a strategic communications plan. You know, a lot of political figures, they build this hype around this buzzword of having strong communications. Well, I truly mean it. Being a communications and an anthropology major at Butler, I understand communications, and I understand the process of enculturation. The Latino community within Frankfort, Indiana, it's growing. And you know what? That's okay. That's okay, because these people are hardworking people. They have fantastic family values. And in all honesty, just like they can learn from the Anglos, we can learn from the Latinos. So that strategic communications plan is built to not only help Anglos who have small businesses in Frankfort, but Latinos who have small businesses in Frankfort and are raising families in Frankfort. We need to reach out to these people. We need to get involved. We need to come together as one, because we're all working for the same thing at the end of the day, and that's making Frankfort a better place. Now, one issue that I see as being very, very sensitive in Frankfurt right now is youth involvement. It is another big reason why I decided to step up and run for this position. You know, you have this ideology nowadays that you have to be a millionaire, you have to have all these political connections to make a difference in your community, and that's just not true. It's not true whatsoever. But Frankfurt is losing its youth at an alarming rate nowadays, and it's okay to spread your wings, but I'd like those youth to go out and get that college degree or that professional degree to give Frankfurt a second look once they get those degrees. So I'm going to empower youth. I'm going to do everything I can to advocate for them in City Hall so that one day maybe they'll look back and let's say, you know what, that town truly did have a hand in making me who I am today. So, yeah, I want to go back and bring my law firm back to Frankfurt. I want to take my medical practice back to Frankfurt. I want to raise a family in Frankfurt. That's a goal that I'm going to be keeping my eye on very much so in the next 4 years.
Hey, Chris, can you hold through a quick break?
Yes, absolutely.
You're listening to the Gary Snyder Show here on 1400 WBAT.
Hello, this is Gunner from the Ice House. Recently, as you know, my father, Steve Rosley, better known as the Iceman, passed away, leaving a big hole in our community. Some of our good friends spoke with Connie and myself about a scholarship fund in my dad's name at the Community Foundation. And since Dad touched so many lives of the people in the community of Marion, Connie and I can think of no better way to honor him than to create a fund that will carry on his tradition of giving back. If you'd like to participate, please make your donations out to the Community Foundation with Rosley in the memo line. We want to thank you in advance for your participation, and as my dad would always say, thank you, friends.
To honor our local military veterans and their families on Veterans Day, Friday, November 11th, Mike Anderson Dodge in Marion is sponsoring a book signing from 12 until 4 p.m. by Michael Moon Mullins, author, friend, and fellow veteran of Mike Anderson Dodge, General Manager Don Harder. In his latest book, Out of the Mist, Memories of War, Mullins tells the stories of those who stood guard over our nation, told from the actual combat veterans themselves. Stop by Mike Anderson Dodge, south on the bypass in Marion, Friday, November 11th, anytime between noon and 4 p.m. to meet and talk to Michael Moon Mullins.
Every day, there are thousands of news types out there spouting off just to hear themselves talk. Or should I call them news hypes? Avoid the talk show drama queens by listening to Good Morning Grand County and the Gary Snyder Show weekdays on WBAT. Our focus is others, the people we interview, and you, with your highly valued opinion. The Gary Snyder Show, 3 to 6 p.m. and Good Morning Grand County, 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. on 1400 WBAT. We keep you informed.
If you're a man over 40, you may feel like half the man you used to be. After 40, your body's testosterone level may start to drop, but there is something you can do. Call for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 61% and maintain healthy normal levels. Call now to try Ageless Male risk-free. Just call 1-800-784-8930. That's 1-800-784-8930. Call 1-800-784-8930.
The news.
Today's healthcare job market is wildly competitive.
Darcy Berthet, COO and Chief Nursing Officer at St. Vincent Indianapolis Hospital.
We're looking for people with very specific skills.
Today's employers know exactly what they need. Harrison College has been preparing students to meet those needs since 1902.
When we've hired nurses from Harrison College, they hit the ground running.
A college degree and job-ready skills. Harrison College, career-focused, success-driven. Enroll today at harrison.edu.
Parents, if you want to be a hero to your kids, Indiana has the perfect opportunity. So grab your cape and be a superhero by setting up your child's College Choice 529 plan. You'll leap tall buildings with affordable minimum contributions, professional asset management, and tax benefits that'll be on your side. Set up an automatic monthly investment plan, and who knows what adventures the future might hold. Be a superhero for your kids. Start by conquering dreams with Indiana's College Choice 529 plan. Learn more at collegechoiceplan.com.
This is the Gary Snyder Show, and I am Andrew Breitbart, sort of the king of all media.
Maybe I shouldn't say. We're back here on the Gary Snyder Show on 1400 WBAT before we get back to our guest, and that would be Chris McBarnes, the mayor-elect of Frankfurt. guess what makes it so, I guess, special is he's 23 years old. Very articulate, very impressive so far in our interview. Winter is rapidly approaching and time is running out to get that much-needed work done on your home. Got a leaky roof or storm damage? Call Dominion Home Builders now, 317-523-8414. Dominion Home Builders is an honest, top-notch general contractor serving Central, East Central, and North Central Indiana. Call them today, 317-523-8414. That's 317-523-8414. Or go online at dhbindiana.com. Dominion Home Builders, structurally sound, distinguished by excellence. Again, if you can't remember that, GaryLSnyder.com. Guests, show write-ups, interesting stories, and a click away from all of our sponsors. All right, Chris, let me ask you this. Throughout the state, budgets are needing to be cut. Cities are running short. Give us, an outlook on the budget process in Frankfort and what needs to be addressed there.
Sure. And this first budget, unfortunately, it's not mine. It just passed the third reading in City Council a couple weeks ago. So this is Mayor Pippinger's and the council's budget right now that's sitting in office. And I'm proud of them, guys, because I think they've done a pretty good job. And like you said, you know, with tax revenues obviously being cut and the city's hurting on that, many local economies are hurting, we're going to have to think of out-of-the-box ways to fund projects in our municipality. And that's why, you know, I've gotten out and I have prided myself in networking as much as possible with people like Lieutenant Governor Becky Skillman, Senator Richard Lugar, Congressman Todd Rokita, the people that are in charge of the Ocher grants. I wanted to find out what could make Frankfort, Indiana more capable of being competitive when it comes to seeking grants and finding grants and capturing grants for our city. Obviously, Gary, you're probably familiar with the East Side Drainage Project. Frankfort just lost a $481,000 STAG grant from the EPA less than 2.5 months ago to fund this vital project within our community. So I've been out and I've been networking with those people in hopes that once I get into office, Frankfort's going to have that much better of a chance to receive these grants to prove to complete vital projects in Frankfort, Indiana. And when it comes down to it, you know, I think that's what we're going to have to do to bulk that budget up and get the things done that need to be done for the citizens of Frankfort.
Now, Chris, you obviously are way past your years, and not every day do we see a 23-year-old mayor, and I'm sure you, if you haven't yet, you will be getting those national calls. And one of the things that I would think, doing a national broadcast, the things that I would want to know from you is, one, you got elected on a shoestring budget, and that's great that you were able to go out and win the hearts of the citizens of Frankfort. And Frankfort's a great community and great people live there. But my question would be, one of the things that you have in your 100-day plan is, you said, wrapped around four different cornerstones. And one of those cornerstones is economic development. In this economic downfall that our nation's in and Indiana's in, and then it just dominoes back into snowballs effects into a smaller community like Frankfort, what are you going to do in the first 100 days to make a huge economic development to Frankfort?
Sure, absolutely. Great question, Gary. Economic development right behind youth involvement, in my mind, is something we just need to stretch for and crush for every single day. It's something that keeps me awake at night. Two different things. Well, first of all, yeah, the private sector in America obviously struggling right now, Gary, but small business owners are still creating 3 out of every 4 new jobs in America. So just opening up the lines of communication, advocating for those small business owners is going to be extremely important in my city. We have a big fiber optics project in Frankfort, Indiana, Gary. I don't know if you're up to date on that or not, but I am in firm belief, Gary, that this fiber optics bridge, the grid that's already laid, can help greatly aid our industrial park. I know that you know that we have a fantastic industrial park, one of the largest Frito-Lay plants in the country. LEP just announced 160 new jobs in Frankfort, so our industrial park is booming. So one of the first things that I'm going to do, Gary, the first week, I'm going to set down, and I've already started making phone calls to schedule these meetings. I want to sit down with every single plant manager from our industrial park. I want to sit down and I want to say, you know what? What can I do to bring the next, help you bring the next new product line to Frankfort, Indiana? What can I do to help bridge our fiber optic system that's already solvent? It's already paid for. I'm not talking about throwing more money into it. It's already solvent. What can I do to help hook up to your factories to increase your technology and telecommunications to not only bring more jobs in, but secure jobs? You know, I know it's sexy and it's fun to think, yeah, let's bring new business in, let's bring more jobs, and that's great. I'm going to strive for that. But I'm going to try my darndest to make sure that no citizen in Frankfort, Indiana is the next victim of a big layoff. And I think open communications, bridging that fiber optics network, and helping it aid our industrial park will get us one step closer to solid economic development in Frankfort.
I've got one last question for you here, and it's a three-parter. Number one.
Yeah.
The Frankfort Country Club over there seems to be not up to par to what it once was. It's played a vital part in the community. What are the plans for that?
Sure.
Number two, how does Butler lose to Northern State? And number three, your favorite item from the Milky Way.
Okay. Number one, you know I have a soft spot in my heart for that country club because my father was the professional there for around 18 years in his tenure. Here's the thing. I'm an avid golfer. I love golf. Here's the bottom line, though. I don't believe we need a country club atmosphere in Frankfort, Indiana. We have fantastic restaurants that people go to on a Friday night, such as Arnie's or Main Street or Hoops. People don't saddle up and go to the country club anymore in the year 2011 to have swordfish on a white tablecloth. So here's what I'd like to see happen. Obviously, it's being contracted out by the Farmers Bank to a private management firm that deals with golf courses right now. I'm going to do everything I possibly can, Gary, to make sure that golf course stays competitive, stays beautiful, because it adds so much to our community, and I will do whatever I can for that place. If the Farmers Bank comes to me and we can create a viable way for our park system or our park superintendent to help maintain the golf course, if that comes up down the road, we're going to do that because I have a heart for that golf course, no doubt about it, and it is needed in our community. Number two, how did the Butler Bulldogs lose to Cleveland State? You know, I actually, one of the best meetings I've had so far, Brad Stevens, Coach Stevens, called me about a month and a half ago, and I went down to his office and I talked to him. You know, I think they're just teasing us. They got off to a slow start last year. I think they're going to be just fine. Coach Stevens is a fantastic leader. He'll gel the team together, and we'll get rolling. We're just we're keeping people on the edge of their seat. I can't wait to see that Hoosiers Crossroad Classic down at Conseco Fieldhouse. The Butler Bulldogs will be taking on the Purdue Boilermakers. So now the election is over. We do have a lot of Boilermaker fans around here. I can say go Bulldogs. Favorite thing in the Milky Way, vanilla Coke, extra vanilla. And that's fine with me, and a soft taco, mild with sour cream, and I'm a happy camper.
Tom, anything else for him?
No, it's just been a pleasure talking to you, and I've really enjoyed hearing your story. So you're going forward January 1st. What are you going to do on your very first day? Who are you going to fire?
First day? Well, I'll tell you what. The thing I'm more worried about in the next 4 weeks, I got to surround myself with some great people. No man's an island, whether it be Abraham Lincoln or John F. Kennedy. And by no means am I trying to compare myself with those people. But what I'm trying to say is you have to surround yourself with great leaders, whether that be male or female leaders. So I'm going to have Board of Works appointments here in 2 weeks. And then the Monday after Thanksgiving, I'm going to start hiring my department heads. So really that first day will be a good fit and a good tell-all to set back and communicate well with my department heads and Board of Works and just get settled in. But take a deep breath, have a cup of coffee, look out over the city, smile, because you know what? I think we've accomplished something great, and I think this is the first step towards excellence for Frankfort, Indiana. I am so humbled by the voters, and I'm ready to get my elbows dirty and bring excellence back to my city.
All right, we're speaking with Chris McBarnes, a 23-year-old Republican mayor-elect of Frankfort. Real quick, in about 30 seconds, wrap it up for us and tell us where we can find out more about you and what you plan on doing.
Absolutely. Tom and Gary, thank you so much for having me on. It has been an absolute honor. I'm so glad Ranky got a hold of me, and Gary, you emailed me this morning. Folks, you can go to www.electchrismcbarnes.com. That's electchrismcbarnes.com. Look at my 100-day plan. Look at my strategic communications plan. I'll also be doing a lot of video blogging over the next few weeks. And if you're looking to bring a business anywhere or settle down, come to the mayor's office, and I'll sell you on Frankfort, Indiana. We are truly on the brink of doing something great in our city. Thank you guys for having me.
Thanks a lot, Chris. Boy, Tom, I'm telling you, very impressive.
Oh, my goodness. I tell you what, I thought I was proud of my 22-year-old son who's a Marine. But there's got to be something in the water over there at Butler University. I mean, you got Brad Stevens is practically a kid himself. They're winning championships when nobody thinks they're going to.
Know, Tom, and I hate to break in here, but here in about 10, 15 seconds, give us where people can find your stuff.
www.thebalanceonline.com. Of course, right here on the Balance Radio Network, we're getting ready to run hour number two of today's show, the Gary Snyder Show.
Well, it's going to be hard to beat this hour, though.
It's going to be very hard to beat it. I'm glad.
All right, I want to thank all of our guests today, Tom, Chris McBarnes, Mayor-elect of Frankfort, Kevin Knuth. We'll be back at you tomorrow right here on the Gary Snyder Show on 1400 WBAT.
All right. Always a pleasure to be joined by the Gary Snyder Show and do our live portion simulcast with 1400 WBAT. I tell you what, I was really, really impressed and with this young kid. Unbelievable. If you missed it, you guys are going to have to check this interview out. 23-year-old mayor-elect. Chris McBarnes, elected in Frankfort Republican, has a great plan. He's way beyond his years. Let me tell you that. He's a 4.0 student and wants to finish up classes there at Butler University. And he had said that if he didn't become mayor, he wanted to become a doctor. I have no doubt that this man can accomplish anything. And one of his 100-day plans is wrapped around four different cornerstones in the community that he believes is very important to the neighborhood's revitalization, economic development, and communications, and a citizen's voice. I tell you what, if that isn't a fresh look at politics and government, I don't know what else is, that's for sure. My name's Sean Marquis. I'm El Presidente right here on the Balance Radio Network. We're going to be right back. When we get back, we're going to jump right into hour number two of the Gary Snyder Show on Hump Day, the day after Election Day, right here on the Balance Radio Network.
Do you like what you hear on the Balance and Fantasy Football Huddle? Then check us out on the World Wide Web. Facebook, search The Balance. Twitter, T-Balance. You can also send us an email at tbalance@ymail.com. And at any time, check us out on www.thebalanceonline.com.
Fast Lane Cycles Incorporated, located at 100 Gasoline Alley Suite D in Indianapolis, specializes in quality performance for your bike. A distributor for all major suppliers, we can do everything from service and motor work to customizations and insurance estimates. Give us a call at 317-247-8088. Fast Lane Cycles Incorporated at 317-247-8088.
Today's consumer spends 1.4 times as many hours using social networking sites than reading and responding to email. Marquee Solutions works with your company to build a solid social strategy. They are with you from start to finish, always there to help you navigate through the complexities of social media. Call Marquee Solutions today, 317-903-8063. That's 317-903-8063. Marquee Solutions. Work with them today.
All right, and welcome back to the Balance Radio Network. My name's Tom Marquis, El Presidente. So glad that you could join us here on Hump Day. We're going to dive right into hour number two, November 9th, 2011, on 1400 WBAT. I'll join you again in about 30 minutes on that rebroadcast of the Gary Snyder Show on 1400 WBAT.
This is Lou Holtz, and you're listening to the Gary Snyder Show, and I have no reason why.
There's a darkness upon me that's flooded in light. In the fine print that tell me what's wrong and what's right. And it comes in black and it comes in white, and I'm frightened by those who don't see it. where nothing is owed, deserved, or expected. And your life doesn't change by the man that's elected. If you're loved by someone, you'll never reject it. Decide what to be and go be it. There was a dream.
And one day hour number two here at the Gary Snyder Show. All right. This hour, Tom Marquis coming up at the bottom of the hour here on the Gary Snyder Show. Until then, we will continue to take your election calls. Had a few earlier. We'll take more. Anything surprise you? Mayor Wayne Siebold here in Marion being reelected, probably not by the margin that he's used to, but still reelected, and that's all that counts. You just need one vote more than the other person. And now you have a democratically controlled city council. I have a little bit of a different dynamic now to Mayor Wayne Siebold's third term. Not only he does not have that Republican-controlled city council anymore. It's now in Democratic hands. Is that going to make a difference? Tell us what you think of last night's election. You can do that at 765-662-1400 up in Huntington. Brooks Fetters wins big, really big. I guess the big surprise up there, a Democrat did win a council seat. The Democrats now have a seat at the table up in Huntington, at least on the city council. Should be interesting up there. Fort Wayne Mayor, incumbent Democrat Tom Henry wins re-election over Paula Hughes, which was supposed to be a very contested election. I think he ended up winning by about 4 points. Greg Ballard down in Indianapolis handily defeats Melina Kennedy. A lot of people thought that was going to be a lot closer than what it was, and a lot of pundits actually picking Kennedy to win that. If you want to chime in, 765-662-1400. We'll take your calls and tell me, what was the biggest surprise in yesterday's election, municipal election? We have a debate tonight up in Michigan. I think it's Detroit. I'm not sure. All I know, it's in Michigan. Republican debate tonight. Herman Cain will be on stage with the other Republican presidential candidate brethren up there. Think you'll get any questions about the sexual harassment. Is it relevant? Is it not? We can take your phone calls on that, too. All right. This hour, again, sponsored by Carbonite. Take a look at your computers. Do it now. Do it when you get home. Do it tonight. At some point, take a look. Because I'm going to tell you what is on there. I can guess already. Probably 2,000 to 3,000 pictures that you've never had printed out or developed. A bunch of songs, some movies, a lot of documents. What would happen if you woke up tomorrow and all of those documents, songs, pictures were gone? How would you feel? What would you do? I would be upset because it happened to me. But fortunately, I had Carbonite. I had everything backed up. Do you have everything backed up on your computer? Why? Why do you need to back up your files? Because bad things happen to files and computers all the time. Hard drives crash. Laptops get lost or stolen. Viruses, they damage, destroy, and kids. Do we even really need to know, get into what kids do? I'm looking at my 6-year-old MacBook here. And only recently, until my 3-year-old daughter figured out how to open it, now I have 4 or 5 missing keys on it. I didn't do it. All right, if you have valuable files you can't replace, the only real way to protect them is to back them up. And the best way to back them up is Carbonite. Carbonite takes the worry out of backup by securely and automatically backing up your files to one of their state-of-the-art data centers. where all of your files, all of your data become your personal Carbonite cloud. What does that mean? You've heard a lot about the cloud. That means when your computer crashes or something happens to it, it's not a matter of if, it's when something happens to it, a couple mouse clicks when you get it fixed or get that new computer, everything is restored to where it was when it last backed up. If you have an iPhone and you want to access your computer files at home, that's what the Carbonite Personal Cloud does. Say you're on vacation or at a friend's house and you want to access your laptop and you don't have an iPhone. You want to use your friend's computer. A couple mouse clicks and you're on your Carbonite Personal Cloud. So easy access to your files along with the peace of mind of getting them backed up. Here's what you need to do. Go to GaryLSnyder.com. It is literally the center of the political and sports universe. You're going to see all these Carbonite ads sprinkled across the website. Just click on one. Since you're a listener of the Gary Snyder Show and you visit GaryLSnyder.com, you get to try Carbonite for free for 2 weeks. Try it. You don't even have to give your credit card number when you sign up to try it. After that, it is less than $5 a month for the peace of mind of knowing everything on your computer is safely, securely, automatically backed up at their state-of-the-art data center. All right, again, GaryLSnyder.com. You're going to click on the Carbonite banner ads that are sprinkled throughout the website. 2 weeks free, less than $5 a month after that. Pretty simple. All right, we want to thank our guest last hour. That would be Kevin Knuth. He's a communications director for the Allen County Democratic Party. Had an interesting talk with him. Kind of mixed bag of results across Indiana. But what I think this represents the most is that when we come to the presidential and some of these other elections next year, even though President Obama's poll numbers, his approval ratings are way down, if you think you're going to walk into the White House, if you are the Republican nominee, you had better think again. And the Republicans had better put someone forward that can beat President Obama, period. Now, if you want to chime in on anything election related, you can do that. 765-662-1400. What do you expect out of tonight's Republican presidential debate? Do you expect the moderators? Do you expect any of the other candidates to go after Herman Cain for, we'll just say, his alleged sexual misconduct, sexual harassment? I don't know. Do you expect them to go after him? All right. Another thing we can talk about if you like. Reports coming out today saying that Joe Paterno has offered his resignation effective the end of the year in regards to the child sex abuse scandal just gripping Penn State right now. And what a, just a sad story. And if just half of these allegations are true about Penn State staff, Penn State athletic staff, not helping these young men who were being sexually assaulted by this former coach. Boy, you would like to see more indictments than just the two that have been handed down. So you can try. We can talk about that if you like. 765-662-1400. And finally, and I had not planned on talking about this, but we can. I just got an email. It's from Walmart. Black Friday specials revealed tomorrow, November 10th at 12:01 a.m. Yes, that's right. We're 2 weeks away from Thanksgiving, 2 weeks away from Black Friday. Do you guys get out and participate in that madness? I don't even go close to it. I did 1 year and never again. So all kinds of topics we can discuss here for the next few minutes if you want. 765-662-1400. You're listening to the Gary Snyder Show on 1400 WBAT.
Work out anytime you want, 24/7 at Anytime Fitness next to Marsh North in Marion. We offer the very best cardio equipment with satellite TV on each piece, over 10,000 pounds of free weights, and group fitness, including Zumba. Sign up now and get an extra free month with your new membership. Work out for less than a dollar a day, plus have free access to all Anytime Fitness locations anywhere in the country. Stop in for a free 7-day pass only at Anytime Fitness next to Marsh North in Marion.
You have me, the radio guy. You have David Pennicuff, the newspaper guy from the Chronicle Tribune. Then you have Ed Breen, the newspaper guy who has become a radio guy. Throw us all into a room at the same time with three microphones, and what do you get? Well, either this or CT Talks. Join us and call us the third Friday of each month for CT Talks on 1400 WBAT. Ed Breen, David Pennicuff, and me, Tim George. On WBAT, we keep you informed.
The Chronicle Tribune is the newspaper for me, Grant County's leader in providing local news, sports, and entertainment. I turn to the Chronicle to get all the latest local information, coupons, classifieds, and more. Take my advice. Subscribe today. Give them a call at 664-5111 or check out their new and improved website at chronicle-tribune.com. C-H-R-O-N-I-C-L-E. Yeah! The Chronicle Tribune is the newspaper for me.
Voter anger that's seen in low poll ratings for both Congress and the president. This is Network Indiana News.
Today I woke up at 7 a.m. Did 7 push-ups, took a 7-minute shower, then walked 7 blocks to work, the usual. When I stopped at the store to get my 7th cup of coffee, I saw something new. Triple winning 7 scratch-off from the Hoosier Lottery. It has over 700,000 prizes with top prices of $17,000. So I got one. Well, 7 actually. Then I was going to be late, so I ran and I made it with 7 seconds to spare. Did I mention I had 7 cups of coffee?
Kick off your day with triple winning 7 scratch-offs from the Hoosier Lottery. Just one of 6 new games on sale now. Must be 18 or older to play. Please play responsibly.
Parents, if you want to be a hero to your kids, Indiana has the perfect opportunity. So grab your cape and be a superhero by setting up your child's College Choice 529 plan. You'll leap tall buildings with affordable minimum contributions, professional asset management, and tax benefits that'll be on your side. Set up an automatic monthly investment plan, and who knows what adventures the future might hold. Be a superhero for your kids. Start by conquering dreams.
Hello, this is Henry Smith, President of Indiana Wesleyan University. Again this year, Indiana Wesleyan is joining hands with the Salvation Army to help needy children in the Grant County area. Please be an angel and sponsor a needy child in our community this holiday season. Stop by the Five Points Mall in Marion or this radio station at 820 South Pennsylvania Street. Pick up the name of a child whose wish is on the card for you to purchase a gift. Be an angel this holiday season. Help the angel tree. Thank you.
This is Fred Thompson, and you're listening to The Gary Snyder Show.
If I had $1 million, buy you furniture for your house, maybe an ice Chesterfield or an ottoman. And if I had $1 million,
if I had $1 million,
well, I'd buy you a K-car,
a nice Reliant automobile.
And if I had $1 million, I'd buy you a
there and hang out.
Like open the fridge and stuff, and there will always be food laid out for us with little pre-wrapped sausages and things.
Mm.
They have pre-wrapped sausages, but they don't have pre-wrapped bacon.
Pre-wrapped bacon.
Yeah.
Can you go wrong with pre-wrapped bacon? Would you buy it if you had $1 million? I don't know about pre-wrapped bacon, but yeah, I'd be buying some bacon. Who doesn't love bacon? All right, we're back on the Gary Snyder Show on 1400 WBAT. Now, you heard the Anytime Fitness ad. Again, proud sponsors of MPD Blue with Lieutenant Justin Fall every Monday here on the Gary Snyder Show. four things I want you to remember about Anytime Fitness Marion. You go in and buy a membership at Anytime Fitness Marion. And by the way, they're located next to Marsh North. Number one, memberships start at less than $1 a day. Number two, you sign up for that one-year membership. Mention my name, the Gary Snyder Show, or any of that stuff. Any of that stuff. And you will get 2 free months on top of that one-year membership. Number three, an Anytime Fitness membership in Marion will get you access to any Anytime Fitness across the U.S. And finally, Anytime Fitness Marion is open 24/7. So what does that mean to you? Yeah, it's pretty obvious, but work out on your schedule and not the gym schedule. Pretty simple. All right. Now, we're taking your phone calls again. Black Friday. Do you do Black Friday? We can talk about that. I just got an email from Walmart saying, hey, you can preview our Black Friday specials starting at midnight tonight. Do you go out? Do you hit the stores at midnight or whenever they open up the day after Thanksgiving? No thank you. No thank you for me. But if you do, and why do you? 765-662-1400. We can also continue to talk about the elections last night, what surprised you, what didn't. And finally, our final talking point during this segment, Penn State's Joe Paterno to retire at the end of the year, basically because of them doing nothing or very little on the sex abuse scandal that is just gripping Penn State University. Just a sad commentary on Penn State University, once a very proud institution, has basically been brought to its knees by the most serious and disgusting allegations happening there. So we'll take your phone calls on any of that, 765-662-1400. All right, Anytime Schaefer's Indiana Turf. They are just up the road in Fort Wayne, and they are the place to go for all of your mowing needs this fall, which I don't know if you're going to be able to mow anymore this fall or not. But anyway, they also are the place to go for all of your snow removal needs this winter, including the Ariens snow throw snow blowers, Gravely mowers, and of course, they're still one of Indiana's largest Dixie chopper dealers. Schaefer's Indiana Turf has been in business since 1929, and if you're doing the math, that's a really long time. Or if you're actually doing the math, that is over 82 years of serving Fort Wayne, Marion, Huntington, and the surrounding area. They still carry all the top brands, Ariens Snow Throw Snow Blowers, Hustler and Dixie Chopper Mowers, and they even have the Echo Chainsaws and Leaf Blowers. And keep in mind, it doesn't matter where you bought it or what brand it is. Schaefer's Indiana Turf can and will fix it in their state-of-the-art service center. Give them a call. Ryan is waiting. 260-489-3391. You can visit their store just up the highway in Fort Wayne at 5202 West Washington Center Road. Or you can visit them on the web at indianaturf.com. And remember, if you grow it, mow it, or blow it, Schaefer's can help. Now, if you cannot remember this, all you really need to remember is GaryLSnyder.com. Not only is it the center of the political and sports universe, you can see previews of what's going to be on the show each day, links to catch the replay on WROM Internet Radio, weekdays from 9 to noon. So if you can't hear this show in its entirety, you can tune in there. And you have access just a click away from all of our sponsors. All right, Joe Paterno, should he have resigned over this? I think when you take a look at these allegations that have happened, a guy walking in, one of the coaches walking in on another coach, sodomizing a 10-year-old boy. This boy, obviously, not going to be right. Just a heinous crime being committed against him. But this coach that walked in on him goes and tells Joe Paul. Joe Paul takes sleeps on it. And he does turn over the information, but not to the police. To me, he almost is as criminal negligent, and I am by no means. I only play an attorney on TV. I'm not a real-life attorney. It just seems they really need to go in there and clean house there at Penn State. Disgusting accusations. And a lot of heads need to roll over this. And now it's reported that the president of Penn State University will be out by the end of the day. So if you guys want to talk about this, elections or Black Friday, do you even participate in that crap? Not me. 765-662-1400. You are listening to the Gary Snyder Show on 1400 WBAT.
Get your holiday groove on with a wonderful series of events coming to Marion. Don't miss the Christmas City Parade on Saturday, November 19th. The Walkway of Lights opens that weekend and runs through December 31st. Bring your friends and family out for one of Marion's real treasures. And on November 28th, don't miss the Christmas City Chorus presenting a Victorian Caroling Christmas at the Shiloh Conference Center. Happy Holidays! This message is brought to you by the Grant County Convention and Visitors Bureau.
If you're a man over 40, you may feel like half the man you used to be. After 40, your body's testosterone level may start to drop, but there is something you can do. Call for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 61% and maintain healthy normal levels. Call now to try Ageless Male risk-free. Just call 1-800-784-8930. That's 1-800-784-8930. Call 1-800-784-8930.
Have you heard? Proactiv is better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping.
Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv, your acne can heal, and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited-time offer. Give us a call at 1-800-540-4780, because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv risk-free, get two free gifts, and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactiv now, and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial at Proactiv, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 1-800-540-4780. This is our best radio offer ever. Get your risk-free 60-day trial at Proactiv plus free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Visit GetProactive.com or call 1-800-540-4780. That's 1-800-540-4780.
Whether it's sunny in Swayze or rainy in Radley, WBAT will make sure you know what the Grant County weather picture is. Hi, I'm Chris Daniels from Indiana's News Center. As the leaves and the temperatures fall, we'll be dealing with a variety of local weather conditions. Jason Myers and I are always ready to bring you up to date on issues with fog, slick road conditions, and yes, the distinct possibility of an early Indiana snow. Indiana's News Center in 1400 WBAT, a winning weather team.
For essentials like toothpaste and toilet paper, you buy in bulk. It's easier and cheaper. The same is true with insurance from Allstate. Save big when you combine your car insurance with home insurance, boat, motorcycle, ATV, or even another car. Buy in bulk, save in bulk. Are you in good hands? To see how much you can save, call Grant County Allstate agents Carol and Rusty Jack. Savings based on National Consumer Report data from new policies in 2008. Actual savings vary. Property insurance subject to availability. Allstate Property and Casualty Insurance Company and Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company, Northbrook, Illinois.
Bringing local news to Fairmount, Upland, and all of Grant County. We are 1400 WBAT.
From the 1400 WBAT newsroom, I'm Weston Lee. Area veterans that are looking for answers about new government services are invited to the Grant County Family YMCA Thursday for a full explanation Grant County Veterans Affairs Officer Bob Kelly will discuss new government programs and benefits that are available for veterans. Besides outlining the benefits and programs, Kelly will also take questions from veterans. His program will take place at the YMCA Gymnasium Thursday afternoon at 3, immediately following the Marion Veterans Day Parade. All area veterans are invited. And the Peru City Council approved the Peru Utilities Ordinance as the next step to the company's move towards alternative fuel. The move could create 20 jobs and $600,000 in revenue. The council voted to consider an ordinance authorizing a build-operate transfer agreement. The council will have a special meeting later this month with a public hearing beforehand to vote on the ordinance because the agreement needs to be in place by December 31st. This ordinance is part of the process to convert the utility's coal-powered plant to a synthetic gas plant using municipal solid waste. In the end, the process is projected to create $600,000 in revenue, and they will have to hire and train 20 people to correctly and safely operate the equipment by the end of 2013. And the Indiana Department of Transportation officials say the bridge project on State Road 26 in Rusheville is progressing well and should be finished later this month. The bridge, located just west of downtown Rusheville, was supposed to be a simple redecking project, but when crews removed the old deck, they discovered some serious structural faults. Most of the rebuilding work is now complete, and workers are now finishing up the project. Weather permitting, NDOT officials say the bridge project should be finished by Thanksgiving. From the 1400 WBAT Newsroom, I'm Weston Lee. The 1400 WBAT forecast for the rest of today: cloudy, windy, and cooler with showers likely and maybe even a thunderstorm. Highs around 60 with temperatures slowly falling this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy, windy, and much colder. Lows around 34. And Thursday, partly cloudy, windy, and colder. Highs around 45 degrees. You're listening to 1400 WBAT, your connection for sports, news, and information.
Bricky, the voice of Notre Dame football, and you're listening to The Gary Snyder Show.
All right, this is Scott Abbott, Murder in the City.
If I get murdered in the city, don't go revenging in my name. One person dead from such as plenty, no need to go get locked away. When I leave your arms, things that I think of, no need to get over alarm. I'm coming home.
All righty. We're back here on the Gary Snyder Show on 1400 WBAT. Freightco, they are a leading freight company in Northeast Indiana, and they are growing, and they want you. That's right. Freightco is looking for owner-operators who want miles and home time. If this sounds like you, then listen up. Freightco offers a 92-cent CPM plus. That's in addition to all you St. Louis Cardinal fans out there, although I think we need to find a different sports team now that, after all, they are World Series champions and baseball's over. A competitive FSC, and that's on all dispatches. Freightco drivers average 2,500-plus miles a week, and they are home on weekends. Freightco offers consistent lanes with many bean drop and hook. So if you are looking for a company that puts customers and employees first, or you just want more information on what Freightco has to offer, give Ray a call. You better hurry up. He goes home in about 23 minutes to eat dinner. 866-397-2581, or you can visit them on the web at freightco.org. Freightco. They are a freight-moving company. If you can't remember that, all you really need to remember is GaryLSnyder.com, the center of the political and sports universe. Not only can you find out who's going to be on the show, some stories of interest that maybe you don't see in your local news rags, I guess. You can also have one-click access to all of our sponsors. Now, we are pleased to be joined. He co-hosts every day at this time. Tom Marquis. Tom, welcome to the Gary Snyder Show.
Welcome back to you. It's good to be here. It was a long night last night, but it's good to be among the living.
Now, let's just talk about your experience. You went down to the Ballard headquarters to, experience the thrill of victory for Greg Ballard and Indianapolis and being reelected mayor. And you got some really nice sound bites, which, maybe we can get into. But when you listened back to your sound bites this morning, what did you recognize when you listened back to them?
Here's the thing, Gary. I am going to quit telling you things. It's like, some things just should not be repeated on the air. But, hey, you know what? I'll be the first one to admit it. I was actually invited down there as a participant as opposed to a news covering type thing. And I get down there and realize everybody and their mama's uncle is there. The Speaker of the House, Brian Bosma, of course, future governor of the state of Indiana, Mike Pence, among many, many other high profile politicians. And so I had to take off my, just going down there for fun and being invited to the party hat and put on my journalism hat.
First of all, that's your first problem. You put on that journalist hat, and I never put that on, ever.
Well, the problem is before I put that hat on, I enjoyed a few of the free beverages that was provided. And when I went back and listened to it, some of the sound bites, I could hear that the numbing of the tongue had taken effect. We'll put it that way.
Well, hey, if I can tell my job interview from hell story on the radio, I'm sure you're realizing that maybe your tongue was numb last night. For whatever reason, we can certainly, disclose that on the radio.
Oh, absolutely. I think my tongue was numb, but I did have a good conversation with Abdul. Abdul was down there, obviously. He's on this show quite often, and we had a good conversation. I do have that. I do have Greg Ballard's acceptance speech. I do have some comments from Mike Pence. I do have some really good sound bites. So we'll just cut out my questions and know that they're answering my questions.
All right, big win for Greg Ballard down there in Indianapolis last night. I think a lot of people expected a closer race with Melina Kennedy. It turned out to be a little bit wider than what people thought. Why do you think that was?
Well, I think a lot of it was in the soundbite that I got in conversation that I had with Abdul. He kind of nailed that down. There was a lot of things that happened in the African-American community. These are of their trust, and that was one thing that Melinda Kennedy wanted to really try to attack, was things that the African-American community here in Indianapolis are very sensitive to, obviously jobs being one of them. And so he has earned the trust of a lot of people inside the African-American community. They were able to, I think that a lot of the African-Americans that Melinda Kennedy assumed and presumed that they would go her way did not. Obviously, the votes are private, so we don't know exactly, not without an exit poll being done, we don't really know exactly what the percentage was of that voted for Greg Ballard. Now, the thing is, what we have here now is a split city, because there were some incumbents that lost their job yesterday, and there were some Republicans that lost their job. Obviously, the Democrats took control of the city county council here in Marion County. And so, they're going to have to cross party lines and meet somewhere in the middle to get some things accomplished and get some work done here in the city of Indianapolis. And, that might take some doing on the part and some swaying on the part of Greg Ballard and Mark Lauder to get that job done here in Indianapolis.
Now, one of the again, you mentioned Greg Ballard did win last night, but now he has to contend with a Democratic-controlled city, and down there they have one council. It's a city-county council, and so, you know, are they going to be able to reach across party lines? Because when you get on a national level, you have basically Republicans that are very far right that refuse to, and Democrats that are very far left that refuse to, and nothing gets done, and we're stuck in the quandrum that we are nationally. Do you see this happening locally?
Right. Yeah, I do. Unfortunately, I know a lot of the city county councilors here in Indianapolis, both Democrat and Republicans, and I know one thing about the Democrats here in Indianapolis is they're very, very party lined, and they're very loyal to the Democratic Party, and they have an agenda. And one of the big agendas is to reverse the contracts for example, the parking meters here in Indianapolis are handled and collected and taken care of by a private company, and the money goes to a private company. I think that's a big thing that the City County Council wants to overturn. Is that that's a huge thing. They want that back in the control of the city, and they want to be able to keep control of that. So I think that's a big thing that they're going to push for, and Greg Ballard is not budging on that. He privatized that. That was his project, his baby, and it saved the city millions of dollars by privatizing our parking meters. Obviously, in a city this size, the parking meters downtown Indianapolis, if you've ever been down there, know that that's the only way you park down there, and they rely on that as a form of income.
All right, Tom, time for a break, buddy.
Okie doke.
You're listening to The Gary Snyder Show.
Indiana Governor Mitch Daniels.
Many Hoosiers have put in a lot of hard work pursuing a college degree only to be interrupted by the demands of life. But you don't have to throw away what you already know. Apply your experience toward a degree at WGU Indiana, our 8-state university. It's online, so you'll work on your schedule at a cost you can afford. Get back on the path to a college degree. Go further. WGU Indiana.
Online, nonprofit. Go further with WGU Indiana.
David Gallagher is 28 years old and blind. After high school, he worked as a dishwasher, but he knew he was capable of so much more. David contacted Bosma Enterprises because he'd heard of the rehabilitation and employment services they provide for the blind. Now, Brian is a technician at Bosma, training others who are visually impaired. Bosma has given David the opportunity to help people learn and to discover a level of freedom he'd never known before. To donate or learn more about Bosma services for the blind and visually impaired, call 317-684-0600 or visit bosma.com.
Hey guys, this is Tony Cannon, and you're listening to the Gary Snyder Show, the best in town.
Another man's arms holding you tight. Nobody knows what I feel inside. All I know is I want to win pride. I got my
We're back here on the Gary Snyder Show on 1400 WBAT. Before we get back to Tom Marquis, co-host of the show, winter is rapidly approaching. All you have to do is look outside today and tomorrow. And time is running out to get that much-needed work done on your home. Got a leaky roof or storm damage? Call Dominion Home Builders now, 317-523-8414. Dominion Home Builders is an honest, top-notch general contractor serving Central, East Central, and North Central Indiana. Call them today. Can I be any more, empathetic there? Is that the right word? I don't know. 317-523-8414. That's 317-523-8414. Or go online at dhbindiana.com. Dominion Home Builders, structurally sound, distinguished by excellence. If you can't remember that, again, I'm going to keep saying this over and over, because the numbers on the website are just going through the roof. They really are. I'm really humbled. Not really. GaryLSnyder.com. You're one click away from all of our advertisers there. See what's on the show, stories of interest, you name it. It's there. I mean, is there really any other website you need to go to, Tom?
I don't think so. I think that's the only website they need.
Well, let's talk about a few other of the races here in Marion. Wayne Siebold wins re-election, although probably not by the margin of victory that he is used to. This is his third term. But he, too, the big surprise up here, the Democrats take control of the city council. So kind of as in Marion County up here in the city of Marion, Wayne Siebold now will have to work with a democratically controlled city council.
Right. I think what you're seeing here, and this is really something that Abdul and I was talking about yesterday, what you're seeing is not necessarily parties. What you're seeing is a trend of voters really getting tired of their current representation and current of the way things have always been. And you see these trends across the United States where these local races have really been a lot closer than what people have thought. And that the way people voted a lot for all these years are starting to change their tune a little bit. And so I think what you're seeing really is people are starting to send the message, I should say, to incumbents that if you don't get the job done, we can and will fire you. And what's happening is, and it's going to be interesting to see how that transpires over to the national and federal races and your congressional and Senate races and obviously the presidential race next year. But I think what you're looking at is a beginning of a trend of fed up Americans that are tired of this economy, are tired of the issues that we have inside our infrastructure with our counties and our cities, and quite frankly are tired of politicians talking out of both sides of their mouth. They want somebody that can give them true representation, and whether or not that means that you are a Republican and not getting the job done, because what we saw here in Indianapolis, we saw Republicans vote for Greg Ballard, but we also saw those same Republicans vote for a Democrat city county council.
You know, and an article I read a little earlier shows that straight party ticket voting is reaching all-time lows now, and, you know, that just goes to show you. I mean, you head on up to Fort Wayne where Mayor Tom Henry won re-election, and he won re-election against a former city councilwoman who ran as a conservative but voted for tax increases at every point that she got an opportunity. And it took a Republican city council and made it more Republican last night. So who figures?
Oh, absolutely. And I think what it is Americans in general want to see their elected officials be responsible when they're in office. And it's just unbelievable the amount of money that's being spent. And you're right, it is at an all-time low. In fact, you know, some of the things I was reading also that on straight party tickets is almost non-existent these days. And we certainly saw that here in Indianapolis. It was almost not at all on, especially on the Republican side, you know, that they voted straight party tickets. So I think, you know, it's coming to a point where Americans are saying, you know what, we are Americans and we can make a difference and we will make a difference. And I think that's why the Tea Party's been so incredibly powerful in their movement.
Now I just saw a story that came across Facebook. And we're so integrated in social media this day with blogs and Twitter and Facebook. But one of this story kind of caught my eye because I am a less government person. I tend to be more libertarian than most. conservatives. And the story is actually out of Massachusetts, but the story reads, new Indiana mayor wants stores to pull cold medicines. Warsaw, Indiana, a northern Indiana city's mayor elect says he will ask stores there to stop selling the cold medication that can be used to make illegal drugs, meth. Republican Joe Thelemer says he wants Warsaw's pharmacies to take that step to show the community's willingness to fight production. Again, nanny stay at its best. We got some drug addicts, so instead of punishing them, let's punish everybody else. Let's throw the baby out with the bathwater. A conservative running as a conservative, but boy, the day after the election, let's get the nanny state involved.
Yeah, I mean, I saw a glimpse of that article. I have not read it. I do know Warsaw has a very high methamphetamine arrest record. Of course, Indiana deals with it.
Well, then arrest them. Don't punish me because I want to go buy some friggin' Advil cold and sinus.
No, I agree with you. I mean, that's going a little bit too far. And I think when you have government that interferes with private enterprise, that's never a good thing. That's never a good thing. And that's so anti-constitutional that it's not even funny. So I can't imagine that ever becoming a law. I think that would be so anti-constitutional that the Indiana Supreme Court would get involved with that and block that. But, yeah, I mean, you got to look at the conversations when you're right. Why throw – yeah, I agree with you, Gary, 100%. It's a little bit pathetic the way that some people look at solving existing problems that they have, you know.
Well, and again, we're going to watch if you did not get an opportunity, watch Leslie Stahl's interview Sunday night with Jack Abramoff. On 60 Minutes. It will literally make you so upset the way this guy bought influence. And I'm telling you right now, when you get to a certain level of government, and you know, depending on where that level, I think it's at the state level, more on your state rep and senators, that if you want to know why something is happening, if you want to know why a certain representative is pushing something, if you want to know why congressmen do what they do, all you have to do, A, watch that interview with Jack Abramoff, who, by the way, will be our guest on November 15th, and B, just pull up their campaign finance reports and see who's giving them money. Do you think it's any coincidence that Luke Kinley down in Noblesville is all of a sudden proposing have a tax for online sales now? No. Look who's giving him money. And people are getting tired of that.
Oh, no, I agree with you. I'm sorry I had my phone on mute there, Gary. I can see both sides of that online commerce tax because it is a sales tax, and you are buying an item inside of their state. I can see why they would want to apply that sales tax to online purchases. But, you know, I can also see the other side of it where it doesn't make much sense to do that.
You know, the Internet has been a great opportunity for a lot of people. And one of the things that makes it a great opportunity is that there is very little government intervention in the Internet. And when people like Luke Kinley start proposing this, because basically, he's receiving campaign contributions from your brick-and-mortar people. Now, everybody's going to suffer because we can no longer buy things without having to pay the sale. Now, granted, you're supposed to self-report the sales tax. But at a time when we have people, the Tea Party, mad at government, we have the Occupy Wall Street people marching because they're mad at corporations. This, you know, just seems like the pinnacle of why people are pissed at government and corporations.
Oh, absolutely. And I think this is only the beginning. I think what we're about to see is a serious shift in power based on Americans getting are just fed up.
You know, and I'm fed up, and I think people across the U.S. are getting fed up. I think they're getting fed up locally. I think they're getting fed up statewide, and I think they're getting fed up nationally. And if these elected representatives don't start pulling their thumb out of their rear end and realizing that the effect that these corporations and political contributions have, and basically shaping the decisions and the laws that we have, then we're in for a lot of trouble.
And I couldn't agree with you more, Gary. That's very, very well said. And I think we're actually getting to the point where our nation, one could even argue that there's a certain level of communism in our nation, socialism. And, you know, with the current regime that's in there right now does nothing at all to try to bring down what this country was founded on. And, you know...
And the sad thing, it's so-called conservatives that are just as bad as liberals. And that's what's really sad. All right, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll rejoin Tom right here on the Gary Snyder Show on 1400 WBAT.
Your source for CBS News and the Osgood File is 1400 WBAT Marion.